Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Filtered news. How do you identify the filter that's being used for the news you use? Okay. Or another question, what filter do you use when you're sorting through all the barrage of news that comes through every day? Well, let's talk about the filter and why it's necessary and how to identify it and what filter I would recommend that you use. Virginia has passed a law abandoning the Electoral College, requiring its electors to ignore Virginia's voters and cast their vote for the candidate winning the popular vote nationwide. Now, these devils want California and New York to decide for all Americans who will be president. That's where they're trying to take us. We'll take a look at this. It's a complicated argument that allows the states that sign on to the so-called National Popular Vote Interstate Compact to undermine constitutional provisions for how a president is supposed to be elected. All right, it's in debate right now, but we'll take a look at it. We'll get started anyway. Today, April 17, 2026, when I prepare the show for your consumption, Iran has submitted and opened the strait. Is this good news? Well, we'll see. All right, I don't like teasing you. Friend, it is way beyond good news. So let's get into this. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Filtered news. The Marxist Socialist Media, a.k.a. MSM, passes every story through a filter. So you get filtered news. Unfiltered news can be bewildering. I mean, even overwhelming. Almost 90% to 95% of show prep involves carefully sorting through the barrage, the veritable flood, the fire hose, the airplane dump. Okay, you get the idea. There is so much that is called news that is fake. It is really hard work to sort it all out. And we have to use a filter. What does our filter look like? When you get news from the brain massage show, it is filtered. Truth is, we work very hard to filter out the trash, the poisons, the heavy metals that pollute the mind. Let's talk about the filter. The MSM filter is really very simple. Rhetorical warfare against America, whatever makes America look bad and undermines, well, the MAGA movement for sure, that gets through. It's simple for them. It's a little complex for us because we're filtering for truth. They're just filtering for what hurts America and MAGA. That's hugely less complicated. You see, if it's pro anything else, it's passed on to you. It can be pro-communism. It can, or it's kissing cousin socialism. That's fine. It can make America look horrible and bad, and it can undermine patriotism and all this kind of stuff, and that's fine. It'll even let treasonous sorts of things pass through, no problem. But if a story tends to support America and genuine God and country patriotism, well, that gets filtered out, friend. They are at war with the United States of America. Every representative in the House or Senate who refuses to pass the Save America Act is a traitor against the people, because the people have made it clear what they want. Stop the steal. That's exactly what the J6 protesters gathered for and were persecuted unjustly. Exactly what Tina Peters tried to expose and was wickedly persecuted by these devils weaponizing our government against lawful protest. These same devils grinned and encouraged the burning of federal buildings, firebombing police cars, blockading entire blocks of Seattle, and setting up armed guards. And in Portland, they called it CHAZ, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. What are you talking about? And in Seattle, they called it CHOP, Capitol Hill Occupy Protest, claiming control over respective occupied areas, separating it from the control of United States government. And the liberals applauded and approved and supported and assisted it. Harris promoting a fund to provide bail to those who got arrested by the few police that continued doing their job. The House and Senate have a strong Hezbollah-like representation within our Congress. Do you get the analogy? No? Okay. I understand it's a little strange, but it works. Hezbollah is a proxy controlled by Iran. These representatives and senators are a proxy political army serving their owners, people like Soros and others, somebody whose interests are contrary to the interests of the American people or of America. Hezbollah has invaded Lebanon, and we've been invaded. They did it stealthily, moving into southern Lebanon, taking advantage of laws that allow them to gain some seats in the government of Lebanon. That's exactly what's happened to us. They provide cover for Hezbollah, allowing it to create an army within Lebanon that is independent of the government. Well, that's what Biden was doing, weaponizing the government against patriots. And that's what these people have done who want to transform America, Obama's mantra. They have invaded our schools, entered into positions of power in our local, state, and federal governments, and used that influence to shield a veritable army of anti-American militants in this country, intent on subordinating and enslaving Americans to their globalist agenda and to their party control and dominion. With malice toward the American voter, they attack every critical issue in this war, this ongoing war between citizens who are America first and those who are self first or party first. Same thing. This malevolent spirit of Antichrist that hates American freedom and liberty has fully captured the ironically named Democratic Party. For this reason, every Democrat-inspired program or policy is designed to serve not the people, as they pretend, but the party. And the entire motivation for serving the party is personal ambition for power and personal gain. Swalwell, Pelosi, Warren, all the other sleazebags like Walls and so on. You know, the church has this problem too. Oh, this might surprise you, but it goes to the thesis that I've advanced. Every single one of these problems in our country and really in the world since Christ established his church has begun in his church. You see, Paul ran into this. In Philippians 2:20-21, he said, quote, "For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ." End quote. The Democrats are organized around one focus, party rule, and for one reason, to benefit loyal party members, namely themselves. They are the most selfish people in this country. They deceive young and inexperienced kids into believing it's all about benevolence and, you know, toward the poor and downtrodden. But pay attention. The truth is, their policies and programs always serve to increase the ranks of the poor and downtrodden. In 2004, then San Francisco Mayor Newsom promised to eliminate homelessness in 10 years. More than 20 years ago, in 2005, the first year for which at least somewhat reliable numbers are available, we had an estimated 139,000 to 151,000 homeless in California, which is way lopsided when compared to the rest of the country. It was 187,000 by 2024. Most of this increase, by the way, took place during Newsom's governorship of California. Politicians use government to line their own pockets, and the Democrat Party, by the way, I know it's called the Democratic Party, but I've watched them, haven't you? Sure, you've watched them railroad fellow but more honest communist Bernie for Saul Alinsky acolyte Hillary, and then what they did to the Democrat Party with Biden, and then lately how they showed their colors when they went after Swalwell, although that guy needed to be exposed a long time ago. They've known this about him all along. So Democrat, but certainly not Democratic. That party is particularly guilty of this. The Democrat Party want to enslave Americans and create a party-dependent class of voters that will keep them in power indefinitely. Anyway, Dems, rhinos, and squishy independents use government power to line their pockets and advance their careers and make their fellow Americans slaves to Democrat Party leaders. And any news that passes through that filter will support that agenda. Yeah, you know, MAGA despising Republicans and independents like Kevin Kiley, they all serve the same party. I remember when the whole Uniparty thing was going on. These guys are part of a group that's trying to perpetuate that. That's the party that serves itself and labors to steal our liberties. They are under the influence of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. They stand in opposition to the right use, the divinely appointed use, the ordained use of the sword of civil government, which has one function, and that is to execute wrath upon the lawless, and that includes illegals. And by the way, I am sensitive to the porpoise problem. You know, when you cast a net for tuna, from time to time you snag a porpoise. By all means, do what you can to avoid inadvertently snagging a porpoise, but please don't stop fishing for tuna to avoid it. Get the idea? This business of self-service rather than self-sacrificing statesmanship. And by the way, Trump is the model of selfless statesmanship. This self-serving spirit is antichrist. It is unchristian. Now, I think some of you are going to get tired of me calling everything and everyone antichrist. I get it. But first off, that's an exaggeration. And second off, when you hear the word, you think, likely you think of a man who puts himself in the place of God. Oh, well, how about that? I guess you're right then. Men who serve themselves put themselves before God and arrogantly assume the place of God in the lives of others, only instead of, like God, feeding us and loving us, these wicked, selfish users and abusers of mankind feed themselves and put themselves above and before others. So yeah, that's Antichrist spirit, all right. Listen to God. Quote, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth, end quote. 1 Corinthians 10:24. Listen to God. Quote, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others, end quote. Philippians 2:4. Christian leadership is servant leadership, and it has the benefit of all in view. One way to identify which filter's being used for the news you get is by how the provider frames the story. Mark it down if it's framed to advance the Democrat agenda and makes encroachment upon our liberties look good or acceptable or reasonable. Well, friend, it's of the devil. It's driven by the spirit of Antichrist. However, there is a caveat. It isn't always true that what appears to be conservative, promoting liberty and freedom, can be trusted. Usually you can trust it, but not always. If they're using lies to promote patriotic values, that's just the devil trying to nose his way under the tent to get in. You know, Bannon's Tucker, Candace, Alex. Well, I'll stir some things up. And a whole lot of others who have lately been exposed. Look, I've explained that some of this is the consequence of failing to keep the big picture in mind while scrutinizing the particulars. You look too closely at anything and you lose sight of the whole picture, and you're likely to misinterpret the significance of the particulars you're staring at. Take care when using AI, by the way. I fight with it all the time, and I have fun with that. It's not merely a machine. It's programmed. There are people behind this thing that have programmed it with a filter. The filtration system is skewed left. You have to understand it's a spiritual warfare, and a horde of devils, called seducing spirits of the Bible, are at work bringing minds into captivity to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. I got scriptures in here that support all this. The Bible is my filter. What's yours? Now, I'm going to be guided by biblical prophecy and understanding the significance of geopolitical events. I'll be guided by biblical morality to evaluate the right and wrong of a thing, the good and the bad of it. I won't be fooled by a man who is deluded into thinking he's vicar of Christ, Christ in Christ's place, while Jesus is away, with the power to invent what Jesus said. He can just make it up. I owe no allegiance to any religious order or system. I mean, any of them. Or theology. My allegiance is to Christ and His Word. Period. Hold on to the break, my friends. I'll be back. I appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net. and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties, and they're still hard at it. Alas, sweet Virginia, where liberty was wed to a nation that became the home of the brave and land of the free. But, oh, Virginia, without a blush of shame, fornicates with the devil to destroy the Constitution. Virginia has passed a law abandoning the Electoral College, requiring its electors to ignore Virginia's voters and cast their vote for the candidate winning the popular vote nationwide. Now, these devils want California, New York to decide for all Americans who will be president. Well, let's take a look at this. Virginia, the erstwhile home of Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, and the underrated but massively influential and important George Mason, architect of the Bill of Rights, and beloved of Baptist Patrick Henry, who famously declared, "Give me liberty or give me death," all made Virginia their home. By your hands, Virginia, the father of the Constitution, James Madison, is betrayed. He repudiated the popular vote scheme when he saw that it put the selection of a president in the hands of the more populated states. He supported and fought for the Electoral College as a safeguard against this disenfranchisement of the American people living in the smaller states. And he debated for this protection in the Federalist Papers and in Congress. You have undermined his legacy and our freedoms. God knows what evil will prevail when states like California, New York, and a few others choose our nation's leaders. The founders blush in shame of you, who, like the whore, wipe your mouths on the linen of your founders, the freedoms they gave you, and say, "I have done no wickedness." Allegorically speaking, I curse your betrayal and call on God to slap your collective faces, and that's all of you that are a part of this thing going on across our nation right now. First, you openly, tacitly confess that what you're doing is wrong, and then ease your conscience by pretending, but really I think you're a phony and a pack of liars. At least I'm hearing that you're saying that it's only a temporary suspension of your fidelity to the Constitution to which you are bound by law. And I think that's really probably just to get people to go along with it, because I've looked at this more closely and there's no temporary about it. But anyway, the Constitution prescribes how the president is to be elected, not you, or not any individual state. I think it's rich that you cite Texas as your reason for this wicked action. Texas corrected years of Democrats gerrymandering districts to rig elections. Districts are supposed to be defined by geography, not ideology. What law did Texas violate? None. So you, Virginia, have sold yourselves to evil and justify violating the law established for 239 years. This particular feature agreed to by unanimous consent of our Congress then, and you would use the lawful actions of another state, which you fear is potentially unfavorable to your party interests, as an excuse for your treachery. Yes, you are like the whore who sells herself to another woman's husband and then wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wickedness. Why do the children of disobedience in service to the seducing spirits of the prince of the power of the air hate the Electoral College? Well, of the top 10 most populous states, only 3 are reliably committed to the conservation of the Constitution. And the Constitution stands in the way of tyrants who want to establish America as one nation under Satan. He's the tyrant. The concept of swing state will shift toward the influence of populist liberal states. And we know how they swing. Every wretched, filthy, debauched, and broken city in America is under Democrat political control. Densely populated cities and states naturally create a collectivist herd mentality, which describes dense Dems. That's why God commanded us to spread out. Remember Nimrod and the tower? Listen to what God says about densely populated cities. Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. Isaiah 5:8. Today, April 17, 2026, Iran has submitted and opened the strait. I did a brain massage live in which I explained the reason Trump and historically America and most nations have disputed Iran's claim to control the Strait of Hormuz. It's technical, but the bottom line is the law of the sea does not support Iran's claim. When you have a strait, a narrow passage between two shorelines that does not allow sufficient room to provide passage through international waters, the strait is called an international strait, with the right of passage guaranteed to all vessels using it as a right of transit passage. The rule is that transit passage cannot be impeded or suspended by the states bordering the strait. During this entire nonsense, Iran was out of line and exercising an authority they never had. So my immediate hesitation to running victory laps over this is simple. And I've been trying to tell Trump this for weeks now, and he's not been listening. I'm teasing. The mentality that we're up against here never, 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 never admits defeat or surrender to death. Their vow to their arrogant, self-righteous cause to kill any infidel who does not submit to them, or Islam, is a vow they take more seriously than the vow of marriage is taken by most around the world. Or maybe we should say a commitment to pay your mortgage. That might be more impressive to my point. I mean, for them, it's to victory or death. So I checked into this, and sure enough, here is their statement. I'll read it. You'll see what I mean. Minister Abbas Araghchi ex-posted the following announcement. Quote, in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon, the passage for all commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of the ceasefire on the coordinated route as already announced by ports and maritime organization of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So they assume to have control of the strait. Trump posts a response to this, and it's all in caps. Iran has just announced that the Strait of Iran is fully open and ready for full passage. Thank you. End quote. What? Excuse me? The Strait of Iran? He renamed the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, and now he renames the Strait of Hormuz the Strait of Iran? Is Trump Islaming, the word means to submit? Or is he signaling a willingness to give them the appearance of ownership over the strait in a trade for concessions to our primary demands? I mean, it's obvious we can block it whenever we want, but I see a problem. This concedes legitimacy to Iran's claim that they have a right to hold the Eastern European nations, including China and some other countries, hostage at will. Well, the reason we don't want them to have bombs is because they'll hold us hostage to it. But also, Iran's historic friendliness with China, well, that means it's going to exert significant pressure on the strait. It also means the strait becomes their problem to address. Trump has been trying to put the straight problem into their hands all along here. And I've got to say, the man's brilliant. I get it. Oil prices begin to fall immediately upon this announcement, and he wants to lower prices for his fellow Americans. It's a win for America. And after all, the Strait of Hormuz has limited American interest. Trump is, without any question, the most consistent political leader I've ever seen in my 74 trips on this satellite called Earth orbiting the sun. This perfectly removes America from the dynamic and lays it all in the lap of squishy NATO to deal with Iran and China. Touche. Match point. Ninth inning homer against a tied game. The game-ending touchdown. The winning goal. All right, you get the idea. And that's enough. God bless you. I've lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button and click, you know, fill it in and then click send. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. That number is 1-805-314-2114. The number again, 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. I appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoyed the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
Encounter God. The word encounter means to meet, to experience, to come face to face, to confront. Many encounters are routine happenstances, but even these can have a major impact on our lives. I'm sure each of you listening to this can think of encounters that made a difference in your life. But the greatest life-changing encounter in any life will be those encounters with God that make a difference. Perhaps you've encountered God in the past, but it's been a while since you experienced God in a vital, meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year that will impact your life for spiritual growth. Perhaps you've never experienced God, and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God, and when you do, your life will take on new meaning and purpose, and you'll know that God is real. God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is king and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Go to GodsWar2020.com.